Season 4, Episode 5, Thoughts and Prayers. This was one of my favorite episodes when I first saw it. Yeah, still a great episode. Don't feel as excited about it now. Which is always fun to see as we grow how our taste changes. Still brilliant. Brilliant, like, insight into how, yeah, like, I don't know, Hollywood execs and, you know, everyone views gun violence, like, as a way to make money when possible, and, you know, and then the thing around, you know, like, women having guns, and that's the thing that ultimately gets California to ban all guns. And Diane's like, who would have thought that America hates women more than they love guns? Eerie. She said, I'm shocked. And Prince Carolyn's like, are you shocked? Or really? Yeah, so just kind of like, again, just reflecting back the fuckery of society in a really, like, profound and hilarious way. I found it to be a really funny episode. And then also BoJack. And Hollyhock go to meet BoJack's mom in the home, and she gets kicked out of the home and she has to go and live with them. And then the episode is like Hollyhock reassuring BoJack that he might still have a chance to, like, curse her out if she recognizes him one day. That BoJack might have a chance to curse out his mom if she has a good day and recognizes him. And he's just like, I'm just upset I never got to say how I really feel about her. And she's like, you know, there's still time. She has good days and she has bad days. It's possible. And he's like, you really think so? You're not just saying that? And she's like, no, I really think that. And just this, like, you know, sick, convoluted bonding and, like, oh my God, the dysfunction, the unhealthiness. And then BoJack, like, almost puts his hand on her back in, like, a loving way, and then he stops himself, and that's where the episode ends. Which, that hit me in a different way of just, like, thinking about, one, withholding affection, and, you know, again, all the ways that's intergenerational withholding affection, and he's just making this relationship with her, ostensibly, you know, who's his daughter, and then he's, like, withholding, you know, touch, affection, but then also the fact that they're bonding over, like, his hatred for his mom, and, like, then maybe he'll get to tell her off. And that's when he feels close enough to her, to Hollyhock, to, like, want to show her love by physical touch. And I think one thing it just brings up for me is just, like, how deprived of touch I was, especially from my dad, like, who never hugged us or anything a lot. Yeah, at some point, stopped hugging us, stopped saying I love you. And just, you know, I think especially with men are just so cut off from that. And I think, yeah, I feel that conditioning in myself, like, being socialized male, and just, like, that conditioning of being cut off from affection. And, yeah, thinking about that, so... All right, I'll leave it there.